Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Accurate information is critical during this worldwide health crisis. People with cancer are more vulnerable than ever and need reliable resources about their health. Conquer Cancer gives people everywhere access to the most current doctor-approved information and funds the brightest researchers pursuing breakthrough treatments and cures. We can't let this virus keep us from conquering cancer. With your help, we can support patients everywhere. Learn more at conquer.org/we can.
During these unprecedented times, VTA is committed to operating bus and light rail services to meet your essential transportation needs.
For your safety, we have temporarily suspended fare collection, and for our bus riders, we're directing you to board through the rear doors.
We're disinfecting our trains and buses throughout the day, and while riding, always practice social distancing.
From our VTA family to yours, stay safe.
We're going to get through this together.
It's time to get to the yard. It's time to get outside and make it amazing. To get to the grass and the sunny afternoons. It's the season to get your backyard ready for action. To get the lawn lush and green and get rid of those pesky patches. It's easy to make your lawn better than ever with Scotts. Because even though this year may feel different, the best things never change. So let's get to it. This is your season. Time to enjoy it. Scotts, get to the yard.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
Word to Dublin to Pacifica. This is KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco, 95.7. The Game.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7. The Game.
Download the radio.com app and search 95.7. The Game and add it to your favorites and don't miss a second. Whether you are at home, in your car, or at work, and use your rewind feature to catch any moments you missed from the last 24 hours, including Butcher Boy Joe Shasky's question to Tim Reynolds last night. You can check that out, and you could also tell your smart speaker, hey Alexa or hey Google, play 95.7 The Game. And fellas, we got some gold here. We've got gold. We found Shasky's question. We found it, Guru and Steiny. We found it, baby. Let's go ahead and play that question and get the stopwatch ready. Here is Shasky's, the Butcher Boy's question to Tim Reynolds.
Tim, that is awesome. That is so cool because, like, I still hold the Olympic torch, like, in this high regard. I remember seeing Muhammad Ali jog out there in 96 like that. That still to this day is one of those great moments. You know what I mean? It's just I'm getting chills thinking about it.
Arruzioni calling the guys out in 02.
Yes.
The cauldron, the archer in Barcelona. Yep. The torch is so cool.
It's so cool. It's such a great call on that. You know, one of the things that we were talking about in the segment prior was some of the pregame rituals. Like, I was a kid, we'd go to Candlestick, and we'd get there early, and we'd watch infield, outfield. We'd watch batting practice, and there was just certain nuances. And now baseball's kind of restricted the amount of access they're going to allow for kids and adults before the games. But I went to a basketball game last year with my niece, and she's a diehard basketball player. She plays AAU, and we just got there an hour and a half early, and we sat there, and we watched Kevin Durant and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green all go through their little, like, pregame routines. And I feel like basketball has now lapped baseball in terms of the pregame rituals are actually significantly better and more appealing for me sitting there watching without my iPhone, without any of the other stuff. Do you think that's something that NBA was cognizant of when they allowed the fans in a little early?
Delay of game.
What? We got a time on that, baby.
We've got controversy.
Well, he had some help. Yeah, he had some help. So it wasn't bad as mine. He had some help.
What's up? It's your boy Guru.
Yeah. Good job, Butch. But yeah, he had some help, Steiny.
I had him. So, you know, Reynolds interrupted him with a Ruzioni and the Olympic hockey team. So at that point, I was like, oh, I got another shot to. Because I was going to put the stopwatch on it, actually. As you can see, I have it right here. But I started about 5 seconds late. So I came out with 47 seconds, 61 tenths, 6 tenths. And I think it's more like 55.
Yeah. I had a minute 12.
So you did the whole thing, start to finish.
Yeah. Okay. And he can't get the award because, like I said, our guy chimed in and helped it. So
I need a break.
Tim Reynolds. It was a good try, Bonte. And I love my guy Shasky, but damn.
Guys, I mean, can we be honest here? First off, unlike
– Whoa. Oh, we got him. We got Butcher Boy out here. Butcher Boy. Hey. Oh, man. We're just talking about you. Of course he calls in.
He got something to say, too. I hear it.
I know he's taking some shots at all of us here. What's up, Joe?
All right. Well, first off, I'm over here on the fifth hole. I'm about to pipe a drive right down the middle up at Northwood. I get a text message from my boy Guido saying, you know, Bonte, Steiny, and Guru's completely run out of content, and they're bringing you up because they're drowning. They're drowning on air. And I'm thinking, well, let me go to the radio.com app. Let me dial this thing up. Let's hear what these guys had to say. And then I realized, you know, unlike the unbelievable Popovich offense we run at night where we're having conversations with our guests, your guys in your OKC Billy Donovan offense of my turn, your turn, you just don't understand what good, great conversations would be. I mean, don't hate the player. Hate the game, gentlemen.
Hey, that's Bush, your story. But we hate to inform Bonte, you didn't get the award, though, man. That was you. I thought you got it, but you didn't get it. I still got to keep it, man.
Look, I'm trying to lay out a verbal picture for the guest, all right? You can't just have them come in cold turkey. You got to get them up to speed. And when you're as good as we are as articulating and connecting with our guests, you know, it's not just I ask you a dumb question.
Anything what's going like on?
Come on. I'm trying to have nuanced conversations here. Come on.
I love you, Steiny. Steiny, what do you think?
Thanks, Joe.
He just took all these shots out of
it. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Love you, boys. And by the way, about 5 minutes down the middle.
Hey, Joe, real quick, did you talk to your dad?
About what, Guru? What is it?
He said happy birthday to me early the other day, and I thought it was you, and I'm conversating, but it's the real Joe Shasky, not the third.
Let me tell you something. My dad on Facebook has used the exact – he calls himself Joe Shasky. I go, you got to put Junior on there because everybody's me. And then he has a picture of me and him as his avatar on Facebook. I go, you know more about my friends than I do because you're out here posing. He's like catfishing my friends.
He goes, Guru, this is his dad. I go, oh, like I played it off like I knew who it was. I didn't know, but I love you, baby. Oh.
But Guru, by the way, we celebrated your 65th birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, man. All
well
right.
Done.
You know what, Butcher?
I love the young people.
Go back to your little golf game. It was good to hear from you, Butcher
love
Boy.
You guys.
But yeah, we'll listen at night for your 82nd question tonight to whoever you have on the show. Have a good one,
don't
bud.
Challenge that was
good
me. Stuff. Don't challenge me. See you, boys.
I love it. Hey, I got some bad news, fellas. How do you follow that with bad news? You guys know Marty McNeil, right? The great legendary writer here at SACB?
Sacramento?
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, he passed away, man. Yeah, RIP yeah, to Marty peace. McNeil.
Yep. Yeah, I saw that from Jason Jones. Saw that from Jason Jones.
Longtime Kings beat writer.
Man, he was cool.
I want to say he started out at the Palo Alto Times Tribune. Wow. That's sad. Knew Marty a little bit.
He knew his hoops. Yeah, he knew his hoops.
Oh, yeah,
man.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, that is.
No doubt.
That is sad. All right, let's move off from Shasky. Just try to rip us for running out of content or whatever. We just know how to ad lib and have fun on the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, that's. Don't mistake that for running out of coffee.
Covey could have made a sandwich with that. He could have taken a shower with that question.
probably walked out the studio, went to the restroom. But I want to get to baseball here before we get back into some hoops. And we were talking, you know, we were talking about the Bucks co-owner Mark Lazary on CNBC talking about the NBA coming back in 6 to 8 weeks, and they have a plan. Well, what about baseball? Here's Jeff Passan on Ryan Rosillo's podcast. Baseball could be in a tough, tough spot here. Jeff Passan says it could be worse. You know, if they don't come back, it will be worse than the 94 strike.
If this comes down to money and it doesn't happen, they've got nobody to blame but themselves. And the way that they will lose baseball fans and put themselves in, I mean, I said earlier, it's like 1994. I think this would be worse than 1994. I think this would be way worse than 1994, actually. And it would take a decade plus to get people. You'd need a whole new generation of fans. And even then, what are you going to sell them on? You're the sport that could have come back during the pandemic and couldn't figure out how to divvy up billions of dollars. That's what you are. That is the most damning branding you can possibly have.
Jeff Passan on Ryan Rosillo's podcast. I think there's some truth to that, fellas. What do you guys think?
Damn!
I mean,
Stiney, go ahead, man, because I'm ready to sound off, man.
I did. He might be right, but. That's not going to make a player play if he doesn't feel safe. And, I get it. They're going to lose in the court of public opinion, but I just don't understand. Like, I do agree baseball. Like, the NBA just wants to finish up. Can we quick finish up and get this done? Baseball's got to think about, 80 or 100 games, 82 games, whatever it is. I don't know, man. Listen, Blake Snell said something to me that just makes sense. And it's, how are you going to cut my pay by half, but expect me to go out in a more dangerous work environment? Like, there's something, I mean, maybe you don't win that in the court of opinion, but you went over, I mean, there's a lot of people I think that agree with that.
And you know what, Stiney and Bonte, it's not about – you're right, Stiney, they agree. And if I'm Blake's wife, best friend, or cousin, or friend, you say that stuff in the car, of the in the living room, and that's fine. But in this society today with this epidemic, things have changed. And now is not the forum to voice your displeasure. And I would just hope that Snell – And Bryce Harper making his $300 million, talking about, oh, yeah, that's how we all feel. Nobody wants to hear that out loud. And this could be the death of baseball. The fact that you guys couldn't come together, players and owners, to figure out millions of dollars when people, regular folk, and that's who I am, have to face those same things, Blake Snell and Bryce Harper. It's called a job. That's your job. So, yeah, you make billions of dollars, but to voice it in this arena right now with what's going on again, with people losing their jobs, Stiney, an ultimatum, come back and lose your job. Nobody wants to hear rich millionaires talk about them taking a pay cut. What makes you different than anybody else? We're going the Safeway workers, whoever, they're taking a chance.
How long of a list can I make what makes them different than everybody else? Like, you want to talk about a long list. First of all, they're rich, and they don't have to go work for the man if they don't need to. They make a lot of money.
Right. But
period.
It sounds bad, Steiny.
What
you're
do
right.
they? Why?
Nobody wants to hear him complain.
What does Blake Snell owe anybody? He doesn't owe anybody anything. He owes his family something. He owes the close people. He doesn't owe some clown who lives in St. Petersburg who misses baseball. Blake Snell doesn't owe him anything. Not
so you would advise
thing.
Him? Like, you would advise him that this is okay to voice it the way he did?
No. Are we talking about the message or the act? Of
the
course
message.
He could have been.
I'm looking at it from
fine.
The mess. Nobody wants to hear that.
Well, okay, great. Nobody wants to hear it. So what? Like, who cares?
And if you guys don't come back, you don't think that's going to hurt business? It could kill baseball.
Okay. But you can't make a guy play if he doesn't feel safe. Period. And guess
so
what?
I have to. Okay.
What do you mean you have to?
No.
With all due respect, like, what do you have to do with this?
No, I don't have a damn thing to do with it. What I was saying is, Blake, if we give you all your green guys, you'll go back out there. You're so worried about your safety, but a dollar bill, y'all, like I'm at the strip club, if I throw money at your feet, Blake, you'll get past your fears, because the fear to me is BS when it's based on a dollar bill, Steiny. And again, I'm agreeing with them. You just don't come out and say it in this current climate. That's ludicrous. How dare you slap us all in the face, us regular folk, with, you're not getting all your money, so you're not going to do your job.
Guru, we've been over this part.
But it still doesn't make it right, Steiny, and there's a penalty.
He said it a week ago. He said it a week ago.
Bryce Harper also said it.
We also said it. Yeah, he didn't say it right. But it doesn't change the essence of the issue. Like, okay, he said it's stupid. Well, where are we going now? Like, okay, he made a mistake. He actually reached out after that station in St. Petersburg, and he re-clarified it sounded better. Okay, so now what? The issue to me is you want to demand that he play.
No, Steiny and Bonte, it's not that I want to demand. Real quick, B, it's just I know I've taken a pay cut. I know a lot of other people in my life that have taken a pay cut, and they're not major leaguers. But why are you putting them on this pedestal because they're pro sports? It sounds like, Steiny, they're above taking a pay cut. Hey, Blake, look around, buddy.
Let me add this real quick. Guru, real quick, let me add this. Jeff Passan said the whole players' union aligns with Blake Snell. Nolan Arenado, Bryce Harper. The players' union aligns with Blake Snell. They don't want to go out there if it's not safe.
So,
nothing?
Okay.
Crickets?
I was going to say, it sounds to me, just being with Snell, it's about his, you give him the full pay, he'll go out there.
Well, here's my question. Okay.
Is that what they're all saying? We're not taking a pay cut. Oh, but if you give us the full pay, we'll go out there.
Like, okay, so, like, okay, you took a pay cut, I took a pay cut. Right. So what? Blake Snell doesn't have to take a pay cut. He doesn't have to if he doesn't want to. Like, let's just be honest. How was it portrayed to us before the pandemic? We had to sign something, you know, and by the way, the question was this. Would you be willing to take a pay cut? And I signed yes. So, like, he's not
worried about how his business will look to the fans, the services they provide for regular folk, the fact that you're so strong and hell-bent on not going back. And I'm not saying you're wrong for not being worried, but it sounds like their formula doesn't include the fan and the happiness that they bring to people that love the sport. Us, we're different. And the people that are risking their life going to wherever they go, different. But it's like, come on, Bonte, kind of just look at what's going on around you to where you could say, okay, you know what? We see what's going on. It's not going to be this way forever. We could take a pay cut to get back to work to provide a service for the regular folk that need some type of deterrent so they can get back to watching sports. But to you give me all my money, I'll go back out there, that just sounds like,
What about
folk.
The owners? Why are the owners who make more than the players, why are they asking again –
Right.
They already did it once. They already hit their salary. Now they want to do it again. And
the,
you know
what?
Let's
go back out to the phone line. Go ahead, Steiny.
Go ahead.
I want to go to the phone line because we got full lines here. We got some people. John in Oakland. John in Oakland, let's start with him. He wants to talk about what Blake Snell had to say to MLB players. John, good afternoon. What's your thoughts on what Jeff Passan had to say on Ryan Russillo's podcast?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, they deserve 100% to get all their money. It's entertainment. If you want to see them entertain us, they should get paid. They're not essential. I'm not essential. And my job paid me an extra 25% to come back to work, to risk my health. So if I'm getting paid an extra 25%, they should be getting their full pay. I don't care how much you make. That is not essential. We don't need them to play. That's for our personal benefit. And they deserve to get their full amount if they're going to risk their family, their lives, you know, whatever it is. They deserve to get paid. If I'm an average Joe slum, and I'm getting paid an extra 25%, and my company didn't blink twice. There's not an employee working today who should be taking any type of pay cut.
I thought he said any type of pay cut.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the other thing that, like, this virus, it does. You don't just get it and then it's over. There may be long-term effects to the virus, all right? You may be compromised 5 years, 10 years, a year down the line in some way. It's not suck it up if you get it. It like,
right.
What if you ruin your career? What if something happens where – exactly.
Family. You got to think about family. What if a guy gets sick and he can't take care of his family anymore? Can't walk with his kids anymore? I mean, this thing is a devastating virus. So if Blake Snell, look, was it a bit tone deaf in the way he said it? Sure, I'll give you
that's
that.
That's my whole point.
But we want the truth from athletes. And I love the fact that Blake Snell told the truth. And you know what? The rest of the league is backing up Blake Snell. Bryce Harper, who makes over $300 million, is backing up Blake Snell. And the fact that the owners are trying to make this about the players is just criminal to me. Nobody's even calling out these cheap owners. They're the billionaires, Guru. What about them?
And like here's, I said, it could be the – go ahead, Stoney.
Well, here's the way I kind of view it. Let's say for whatever reason, you know, I had family money or I had made a ton of money earlier in my career and I'm sitting pretty and I'm with you guys, all right, who are younger, yeah. You know, let's just for the sake of argument. So on September 1st, Entercom says, hey, guys, everybody back in the office. Well, guess what? I don't have Now, again, this is fictitious, but I have more options than you guys if that's the case. Like, I can say, you know what? I'm not coming back. It's not worth it to me.
No ramifications.
I think I can make it without it. I'm just – like, that's what I think some of these players can do.
And
now, okay, keep in mind, if they say come back, I'm coming back. I used an example of, like, if I were – whatever, a big boy, let's say.
Right, right.
And, Bonte, I don't want you to think I'm not.
Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen A. Smith. I'm looking at it from the totality.
You better be careful.
They tell Stephen A. Smith, hey, we need everybody back in Bristol, and he doesn't feel like it's safe. Guess what? He doesn't have to go. Now, the production assistant, they got trouble. They're going to have to go back.
But this would definitely be a PR hit, and I'm saying it's 50-50. Owners and players is somehow they weren't to restart. Games would not be replayed because of greed, and that's what it would be deemed. And right now it's coming across that way. And, again, I'm not mad at Snell. I'm not mad on how you feel. That's how you feel. But when right. You use a public forum to come out and just – basically forget it's not just Major League Baseball players that are trying to get all their money. The world has been hit, you know, and we're dealing with something serious. And a lot of people, we had Josh Johnson talk about recalibrate. You know, think about things that weren't important to you in the past. You just think you would be to the point to where I feel this way, but I care about how it would come across. So I'm going to shut my yapper, like Coles would say, but behind closed doors, I could, you know, I know how to say I'm not coming back or whatnot. So that's why I'm just offended. And if baseball doesn't restart, and this is the reason, fellas, this would be a dagger, like Passon said. This would be a dagger because everybody involved would look like or come across as a greedy ass. And if you two real quick don't believe maybe some of these players are hiding behind the fear of the pandemic, well, what will it take to get you out there, Steiny? My full check. We'll see. I'll be right out there. My cleats are in the car. Okay, so maybe the owners will cave in, and that's what we'll see. But to come out and say it is that that's it, Steiny. I kind of don't, you know, I get numb to it. Like, I can't feel sorry for guys that are making buku money and still want to pull that card.
So you just shut your yapper.
Let's go out to Mike in San Pablo real quick. He wants to talk about Major League Baseball returning. Mike, good afternoon, man. Where do you stand with everything going on with Major League Baseball?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I appreciate you guys on air. I've spent most of my career working in the sports industry. I spent part of my profession before that, as well as a lifelong participant. I'm probably the contrarian. I don't want any sports to be back until it's safe. I don't want people risking their life for a game. It's no different than a movie. If you think about it, it's entertainment, and it's becoming more clear lately, especially when we talk about these athletes going back. And it's like this fan has ownership, or they think they have ownership on players, on teams, just because they're a fan.
Yep.
So, you, how much do you make a year? Hey, I think you guys should trade for him. Why are you playing them at third base? These fanatics, they think they have the knowledge, they have the skills, they think they have the ability to tell these pro athletes and owners what to do because they're a fan. But it's no different than going to a movie or watching a cartoon. That's what pro sports is, other than the athletes who are participating. It's entertainment.
So you don't,
and until,
so you're not,
until there's
you
a vaccine, go.
Got you.
Yeah.
So what they're doing for the NBA, you're like going to Orlando and the bubble. You're just like, that ain't enough.
I don't get it. I love basketball. I love it. I wish I could play. I'm not going to step on a court until there's a vaccine. I would never risk my life, or more importantly, somebody else's life or my kid's life. And that's the thing. I'm going to leave it real quick. I think that's the thing that a lot of people are forgetting. This is a selfish type of disease. Right. You give it to other people when you are not being responsible. Right. So we all have to be in this together and work as a team to kill this thing and get it away. I love you guys at the game. Appreciate what you're doing. Have a great weekend.
I love
great
you.
Great phone call, Mike. Great phone call, Mike and San Pablo. Good stuff. Here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. We're going to stick with baseball here, fellas. We got another cut from Jeff Passon. More phone calls. If you're on hold, stay on hold. Renegade Antonio, I see ya. And that's all sponsored by Chilton Auto Body. While we adapt to the new normal, Chilton Auto Body is committed to help maintain a sense of normalcy. All 12 Chilton Auto Body locations remain open to support you, and we'll pick up and deliver your car when it's ready for the road. Schedule an appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. Speaking of money, here's what Jeff Passon had to say on Priscilla's podcast. He says it's always about the money.
That's the way sometimes that people see the union as a group of very impulsive guys who get stuck on something and who will lose sight of what the truly important thing is here. And that's why I hate to keep bringing it back to the Snell and Harper thing. That's when the true colors were shown. Everybody in the union wanted to say what Blake Snell actually went out and said. Everybody, that's what they have been thinking about. And it's just the, you know, as much, Ryan, as this shouldn't be about money, isn't it always about money?
Guru, what do you think there, Steiny?
No, a game of chicken for some chicken. I get it. And I'll say this, I'm not pro-owner, anti-player, but it sounds like what the owners were going to pay the players was predicated on fans being at the games. And now because of this pandemic, if fans can't come to the game, I know if I was an owner, I would try to get some type of, you know, can we do something? Can you meet me halfway? So we'll see how this plays out, Steiny. But like I said, I just want to be on record. I'm not disagreeing with Snell, and I'm not disagreeing with Harper. Just saying it in a public forum is why I just personally feel offended.
Well, all right. Well, I'll be the politically correct Blake Snell. All right. I'll be the player guru. You can interview me. Okay. Yeah, I'm very uncomfortable going back to play in this kind of environment. There's still so much unknown out there. I'm just not comfortable doing that.
Now, I do understand that, Blake, but you're also on record as saying if you were to get your full salary, that you would feel more comfortable going out there. So is that what this is all about? What's the difference if you were to get your full salary? How could that make you more sane? Explain that to us.
Well, the way I look at it, and I think that's a fair question, but the way I look at it is as a player, I had a salary that I was set to make. The owners came to us and they cut it 25%. Hey, no big deal. I get it. I was happy and willing to do that in the face of a pandemic. Since then, they've come out and they want more money. And Daryl, they want us, think about it this way, they want to put us out there and they want us to play our game not only in an atmosphere that I'm uncomfortable with because of safety. They want me to do it at half my rate. And yes, there would be a point where I would come back if we get, you know, there might be that point where I would say, you know what, I'll take 75% and go play. But you know what? I'm not getting my pay cut in half. I'm just not for going into a risky job. And you know
it's
what?
Interesting.
With all due respect, I don't know what you make. I don't have to, Chief. I don't have to go back because I got money. You know what I'm saying?
Do you love the game, Blake?
It's all right. Sure. Of course I love the game.
But you love the money more.
No, I wouldn't say that. I love my health most. How about if I put it like that?
Take care of our chicken.
I tell you what, I need to be the player PR guy.
Oh, man.
We'll have the owners.
Man. Big deal. It sounds like they need one. Sounds like they
Bonte,
need one, man.
Let me ask you this, Bonte. You sound like, and I don't want to speak for you, but it sounds like you side more with the players, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I just want honesty. You know, if a player, he was honest about how he felt about the situation, and he's right. He goes out there and pitches. There's multiple people who touch a baseball on any given play. If he goes out there and gets COVID-19, what are people going to say then? Oh, man, he was an idiot for going back out there to play. Oh, man, why did he, you know, they it's big game, COVID-19. So I do side with the players here, and I like the honesty of the player here. Now, was he coming off a little strong? Sure, he was. But he's an emotional guy, Blake Snell is. And I personally love the honesty from these players. I love it. I love it from Bryce Harper. I love it from Nolan Arenado. And I love it from the players' union. They're not going to play unless they're – I don't want to say if there's a vaccine or whatnot, but they're going to take every safety precaution to get back on the diamond. And, oh, guess what? Why should we have to take a pay cut? Because these owners don't want to pay it? These owners are billionaires. Just think about what Mr. Fisher is doing over there with the Oakland A's. Can't even foot the Dale bill for $1.2 million in rent, and the guy's sitting on billions of dollars. Nobody's getting on him, right? So these owners are getting a pass, in my opinion, and the players are taking all the heat for it. But I do side with the players here. Let's see if some of our callers here side with the players. Real quick, Guru, we got full fall lines here. Let's start with Mailman Steve. Mailman Steve, which side are you on? What are you thinking here about Major League Baseball?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Guru, here's the way I understand it. The league said, okay, we're going to only play half the games. So we're going to cut your pay by 50%. And the players union said, okay, that's fine. That sounds fair. Let's go ahead. Then the owners took another bite at the apple. They said they wanted to take more. So it's the owners who are just being so greedy
and they're messing with their contract. And here's something else to think about. Let's say last year that baseball had a stellar revenues, and they made $5 billion more than they were expected. Do you think they're going to share that $5 billion because it was extra? So why do the players have to carry the burden of this load? And Guru, you're the one, Mr. Put the Rat on the Table. I love the way he said it because he was just being totally honest. You're Mr. Put the Rat on the Table. So I don't know what you're tripping on.
Well, tripping is a strong word. Real quick, tripping is a strong word. And, again, I could be talking about something I have no earthly idea about, but as it was explained in listening to Mr. Passan, the owners didn't know when fans were going to be allowed or weren't going to be allowed in these stadiums when the season started. So if I'm paying Bonte and Steiny, and part of that is predicated on fans being in the stadium, and now we know that that's not going to happen, and forget it's baseball, I would believe it would be fair to go back to the drawing board to say, hey, look, I'm not getting what I thought. This piece of the puzzle, this piece of the pie, the jelly is not there. Can we work something out? Now, I could be totally wrong, but that's what it sounds like it's hinging on.
Okay.
I mean, go ahead.
Why aren't we going to have fans, by the way? Why are we losing that part of the revenue?
There's a pandemic, and if a lot of people are in a place at one time,
it can spread. Exactly. So you want me to go out there and do my thing, but we know it's not safe enough for fans to come into the building. The way I look at it is this. Did he say it in the way he said it, and people are, but I'm kind of with these guys. It's one of those things where it's like I heard it and I was like, good for him, man. You know what?
Right.
Like, I liked it too. I did. But it doesn't mean it was right. It doesn't mean it was the way to say it, but, you know, every once in a while, depending who's delivering the message,
Alicia and Clayton. Alicia and Clayton, you're on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Alicia?
How are you guys doing?
Hey.
Good.
Hey. I guess everyone keeps prefacing that it's a game, but at the end of the day, it's a job for these guys. And I think it's going to be give and take on both sides because there are no fans. And I was listening to I was watching The Jump or something, and they were saying, like, Furtado, the owner of the Rockets, he has 600 restaurants and casinos, and all those places are closed. So at the end of the day, these guys became billionaires because they're shrewd businessmen, and they're not going to come out of their pockets. But I think they're going to have to meet in the middle, and I don't think that baseball can afford to not play because it's not a game that everyone's in love with like we used to be.
Right.
My take. They're going to have to meet in the middle and come to some sort of agreement.
Oh, that's well said, Alicia. Yeah, I think she's right, fellas, that baseball needs to come back. They cannot afford to cancel this season. And I was listening to Jim Bowden, the GM, former GM in Major League Baseball. He was saying, look, baseball makes most of its revenue in the playoffs and, you know, the postseason, World Series, divisional round series. They can't afford to miss out on it. You hear from Passan. If they cancel this season, I mean, people are already kind of tuning out of baseball.
Everybody loses.
I'm with her. Yeah, everybody loses, Steiny. I'm with Alicia here.
Yeah, no, that's the most, you know, that's common sense right there. But sometimes that doesn't win out.
Is there a deadline that I know the NBA is saying, oh, Adam Silver, 2 to 4 weeks and I'll make a decision. Is there a deadline on, you know, when Major League Baseball, the owners and play, when this will be rectified, yay or nay? Moving forward, or is this just going to – because every day that goes by and it's still in the status that it is now, it's not a good look.
No, it's not a good look at all. And I don't think there's any deadline here, but they've got to start speeding things up because now you risk the season going into late November and December. And one thing I was hearing about, you know, when the winter hits the East Coast, you have some of these East Coast teams in the playoffs. Now this COVID-19, they expect the second wave of COVID-19 in wintertime, especially on the East Coast. So you don't want these games going into late November when it gets colder, people get sick, you know, it's snowing and it's cold. They got to speed this baby up. So I'm not sure if there's a deadline or not, but it sounds like they're not close to where the NBA is. It seems like the NBA is closer to coming back than Major League Baseball. Let's continue with the phone calls, fellas. Get everybody in here before we sign off. Renegade in East Oakland. Renegade, he's taking the player side. Renegade, why are you taking the player side?
Well, first of all, I caught your guy's Zoom this morning. Very good, very good. Warrior came across as very articulate. Second, my favorite question of the show so far is when Guru said, do you remember when I had a white shirt on and sunglasses and I asked you this question? I had a kind of laugh there. But it's-
I didn't say that, but go ahead.
He didn't remember.
Yes, you did. Anyway. Getting to my point is because, listen, you know, as we get closer and I'm a diabetic and, hey, we need to play, we need to get back to work, I, too, am having a little bit of reservations. And you talk about the players and the owners. Hey, listen, Dave Cavill's a snake oil salesman, and I'm sure that there's 32 other GMs or presidents that are exactly like that, that talk out both sides of their mouth. The player's putting himself at risk. I don't think people keep saying it was the home run contest that saved baseball. It's not what saved it. Cal Ripken did the year before. If they take a year off and they don't play this year, and I'm as big a fan, and I've been to games all across the United States at the minor league level, I'm going to come back, and the fans will too. People will understand why they're not playing. Now, listen, for the guy that said earlier, and I'm not that narcissistic or whatever to think that, hey, the game's just not that important. It is, because I promise you, there's guys that are first responders that come back after 16 hours putting out a fire, or guys that have deployed and come back from a battle and ask the radio operator or the command, hey, do you know if the A's won, or hey, anybody know the score of the Raiders game? So it is important. It is a lot of people's touch to normalcy, if that there's such a word as that. So the game is important, but it's not important enough to put the players' lives at risk. And I'm normally a pretty employer-friendly as opposed to a labor-friendly guy. Hey, if it gets canceled, people will understand. And the Renegade appreciates your time. And like I said, that Zoom was absolutely amazing yesterday.
Appreciate your time. Thanks for joining the Zoom party. It was a lot of fun. Real quick, I want to pass this along to you fellas. At 1 o'clock, Jeff Passan tweeted out that Major League Baseball's Player Association has delivered its proposal to Major League Baseball. Among the topics, protection for high-risk players, family members, frequency of testing, protocol for positives, sanitation, need for pre- and post-game therapy, and medical personnel at the stadium. That is just from the Major League Baseball Players Association. They just delivered that proposal to Major League Baseball. That was about 1 o'clock. Jeff Passan of ESPN just tweeted that out, fellas.
And real quick, the scary thing to me, Steiny and Bonte, is until there's a vaccine, I don't know what's in that proposal, but there's nothing that would come across until we get a vaccine that would have me feeling safe. And the Warrior mentioned they are risking their lives and the owners will be in the press box or not even at the game. But what could any of these players see in print if there's no vaccine? Oh, yeah, we'll have hand sanitizer. We'll be umpteen feet apart. That's not a vaccine, man. So I guess what I'm getting at the end of the day, it is a risk. And from my vantage point, if you guys want to put they're risking their lives, no, they're risking they could come down with the virus. And, Steiny, I know you mentioned earlier, hey, it could have long-term effect, and I'm not saying you're wrong. But if we're getting in that, if we're getting down that road, then we may never get sports back. If that's what you're telling me, you know, that it's long-term effects to this. It ain't just going to quarantine for 14 days. You know, the mortality rate is high. You're going to be okay if you're young and in good shape. If there's no vaccine, again, there's nothing in print that's going to have me get my bag and say, okay, I'm ready to go risk it. NBA, baseball, and now it sounds like the NBA, they're not thinking that way. They're ready to go.
Let's go out to Antonio real quick in Oakland. Yeah. Antonio in Oakland real quick. Antonio's gone. What about Lawrence? Is Lawrence still there? All right, let's squeeze in Lawrence here. He wants to chime in on a conversation. Good afternoon, Lawrence. Lawrence, you there?
Hello.
He gone. All right, we still David and Fremont.
He gone.
All right, David Fremont, let's take it back to the starting five. I guess we'll wrap the show up with this. Curry! David Fremont, we're going to talk about his all-time starting five. I know he's been on hold for a while. David, we appreciate the patience, man. What you got when it comes to the Warriors' all-time starting five? David gone too. All right, that's it. They're all gone. They're all gone. Well, so much for that one, fellas.
Hey, I got something for you guys. This happened to me the other day. This is kind of what I'm talking about. So I'm golfing the other day, and it's like around the clubhouse and certainly inside the clubhouse. They only allow two or three people in the clubhouse at once. You know, you wear a mask, and I wear a mask around right. The clubhouse. When I'm out in the course, I take it off. So I had to use the men's room, and only one at a time in the men's room. So I had to wait outside. So there was a guy who was finishing up, and he didn't have a mask on. All right, and I'm sitting there with a mask. And I'm waiting in line while he starts washing his hands. And he goes, oh, you can come in. You're fine. And I'm thinking, yeah, no, I know I'm fine. I'm fine. You ain't fine, bro. I'll wait. Thank you.
It couldn't hurt.
Thanks, man. He's like, you're fine. It's like, yeah, I know. What about you, bro? I mean, come on now. Anyway, I thought that was funny.
Yeah, you
know
what?
There's going to be a lot of that kind of stuff.
Steiny, more and more people are now just walking around without a mask like it is all good. I've been saying that a lot. Walgreens. Now, certain Walgreens don't allow you in the store without a mask, but there are certain stores that just let you walk in there. And sure, you got to follow the protocol and wait in line and respect the social distancing rules. But there's more and more people out here walking without a mask, thinking that it is all good. And they're just coughing away. And I'm just thinking, we're never going to get over this if people are already – like, this weekend is a big test for a lot of people. Memorial Day weekend. A lot of people like to get out and barbecue. They like to get out and party. They like to go to the beach. It's almost like it's the gateway to summertime. Memorial Day weekend coming up, it's a big test for society. It's a big test for everybody out here when it comes to this COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah. I mean, and – you know, I still think
when it's supposed to be the second wave, that's the big test for me. And that scares me. I know the numbers are down right now. We'll probably fail this weekend. We've already failed. But this second wave of CV-19 is scary, and it can wreak havoc and set us back a whole lot. And like you said, Bonte, starts in the winter. We'll see, and hopefully it doesn't happen. But that's on my mind. It really is. That
second big plans wave. This afternoon, fellas? Any golfing, Steiny? What you got, Goo?
No, I'm going to
chill.
I may hit some balls, but no, I'm not doing anything today. Getting ready for
any Ozark. Any Ozark?
Yeah,
it is, Steiny.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I think we're four in. Okay. I mean, I did say
give
this,
it to me.
How much time we got?
We got less than a minute, man. All Could you squeeze something in?
Really?
Hey, Travis, oh, hurry. I got
We've
a
gone
Travis
to torture.
For you.
We've yeah, gone to me, torture. Hey. Dude's in a dungeon. A dungeon? Come on, man.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'll tell you what. You torture me, you don't even got to start. I'll tell you what you need to know. I ain't the torture guy.
What the hell with the kids?
That water and the math, Steiny, I'm like, nope, what no you doubt. Need to know?
To hell with this exercise.
Yeah, the way Marty Bird got slapped in that dungeon, it hurt
oh,
me, man. Hey,
what did you say about Shrek?
Dude.
Good. He was on with DRK. He cheated on us yesterday.
What's up with that, Steiny?
We're all one team.
I know.
We're all one team. Plus, I can tell Damon's listening, so I don't want to say anything that's going to make him mad. So, yeah, that's fine. We're all one team, baby.
D brought you up. DB brought
you
up.
David Radulkowski coming up next. You don't want to miss that. They'll take you up until 6 p.m. Whitey in for Kolsky. You don't want to miss that. A lot of fun. Don't forget Jock Breedy tomorrow right here on BSNG. And it'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking. No compromises.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.